and we just talked to the Kremlin, so people in general are going to know what's going on. If people can't make it to this fireside, they'll be able to hear it from their corp leadership. So as usual for firesides, we do these in Elysium at conference.goonfleet.com. So I run my mouth, I announce a few things, and if people want to talk or respond, you can respond in Elysium at conference.goonfleet.com rather than trying to talk in the mumble sidebar. That's not going to work. So one of the reasons I wanted to get everybody together is talk about something that's a little bit potentially a little awkward, which is the challenges that we're seeing in the fundamentals of the EVE Online economy and the number of killmails that are being generated in NullSec, and basically to acknowledge that there is still a problem post-blackout, what our plans are going into Vegas, where we stand with regard to CCP, and what we would like to see happen and where we're going with it. There are also a couple of changes in terms of how we're handling Delve defense and private moon ownership, or rather rental, I should say. So we're going to get to those. But the big topic is the health of the game itself and acknowledging that there is an issue and that we in Kremlin and Illuminati, that we are aware of it and just being open and honest about it rather than trying to act like everything is hunky-fucking-dory when we can all tell that it's not. So I don't like talking about bad news without having a big plan or something to present to you guys, but we are at a point now from what we've seen post-blackout that I feel that it will do more damage to our community if we do not openly address it and acknowledge that there is a problem. I think it's toxic for people to log on to EVE Online with only half their accounts and see that something is wrong and not have that acknowledged from us in charge. I think that alienates people if they feel like something is wrong and it isn't openly acknowledged. So there we go. So let's talk about some of the changes that are going to happen. First of all, we are going to be we have changed our PvE regulations or whatever such that people can use their work walls outside of the umbrella. You can now go and rat and mine and use whatever sort of ship fit you want. We still suggest you use the PvE regulation fitting for it, but outside of the Super Capital umbrella, you can go back to mining and doing whatever you want out there. Inside of the Super Capital umbrella, the regulations apply, so you need to have the appropriate fits, you need to be logged onto ESI, you need to be plugged into things based upon the way we've been doing stuff since the blackout kicked in. But now outside of that umbrella, we're opening things up. It's simply not realistic to force people to not use their work walls if they have rented moons that are like in Fountain or in areas of Delve that you know, aren't covered by the umbrella. People need to be able to mine their own shit if they've rented these moons. So open season, go nuts. I have a question about the Dark Ochre rule. The threads, I actually can't answer that immediately. I'm pretty sure the Dark Ochre rule only applies to certain areas inside of Delve in the first place, but that has, like, there hasn't been a change to the Dark Ochre rule. There has been a change to saying we are allowing you to use work walls and do whatever the hell you want outside of the umbrella and not have to worry about being shot or goonstopped or whatever. Now, one of the things about doing stuff in super capitals or in work walls outside of the umbrella is we can't promise to defend you, right? Like, we're going to do some skirmish commander training stuff. There's a big opportunity to try to send fleets in places with skirmish commanders. But the nice thing about the PvE regulations is inside of the umbrella, we can make a pretty good promise to be able to defend you as long as you're providing the appropriate fits on your ship, right? Outside that, we can't make any promises. Sort of a, you know, at your own risk kind of scenario. But that's where we are. A couple of different other things relating to this. We have had kind of a unofficial embargo of exporting moon products and ore and everything to JITA. This has never been an explicit rule. It hasn't been like a formal regulation. We've just encouraged everybody on Firesides to, you know, hey, try to keep it local and do this. That was a reaction to the blackout. However, things have changed. The blackout isn't there anymore, and we also don't want goons to go broke. So if you want to export stuff to JITA, go nuts. One of the things that we're seeing is that the fundamentals of the economy of EVE Online are very weak right now, which is deeply concerning. What we have seen on a number of, from a lot of people, the feedback we've gotten is that people are worried that Hilmar is going to go back into chaos mode. So people have sort of tipped their toes back into the water of EVE Online. They've like resubbed a couple of their accounts, and they haven't resubbed all their accounts, which is entirely reasonable. I'm not saying everybody resub your accounts. I am saying that we have seen people are kind of re-engaging with EVE Online, but they don't trust CCP. They're not there yet. So you know, the volume of Plex that's being traded on a daily basis is still like really low in perimeter, and that's a big sign of a lack of economic health. So we don't want to be strangling the game using an embargo, and we also don't want to be strangling our own personal line members' wallets by having some sort of a export embargo. So export to JITA freely if you feel like it. And Chaos Utama has a pretty good question here, which is, we still don't trust Hilmar not to whip out the Chaos Stick. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the problem. I like to come to you guys with solutions. I like to come to you with a optimistic attitude, but I also don't like lying to everybody. I don't think this is a situation where anybody needs to panic. It's just that we can see from the numbers that the number of kills in Nullsec continues to decline, even after the blackout has been removed. We have seen that the economy is still weak, and acknowledging it openly with you here. Like, we're not saying run around and, you know, start a Reddit thread or, you know, yell and scream about it. I just think it's important for us all to know that we're not out of the woods yet as the health of the game is concerned. It is good that CCP has turned off the blackout. It is good that we might actually break 30,000 PCU this weekend. That's cool. But the fundamentals underlying that recovery are not back to where they were before. And we just have to be open about it because it's obvious. If you're looking, you can see it, you can feel it, and I don't want to blow smoke up everybody's ass. So a couple different things are going to change because of this. I mean, as I said already, the embargo stuff, we're going to stop doing that. People need to do what's best for their personal wallets. And also, if we end up injecting more goo into the JITA market, that's great because maybe that'll help with the game's economy. We also are going to be, for those of you that are going to be at Vegas, we are going to be collecting suggestions, which is something, again, it's an autocracy. We're not going to be like, hey, people voted for something or other, so we're going to do this. But I think it's now a time for really outside the box thinking, not only in terms of what we suggest to CCP that they do, some of the things that have been talked about is just reverting to the Dominion Sov system, or, you know, people have talked about reverting to Sov changes. People have talked about changing time zone tanking by reintroducing Strontium into Citadels. Big fundamental changes to get conflict drivers back into the game so we can go back to engaging with it and having the kind of big dramatic narrative wars that we all are playing this game for in some form or another. But also suggestions about what we could do as an alliance and as a coalition. So on Thursday, we'll be compiling that, and Sadus has taken the very brave step of volunteering to offer up his email as a place to send these suggestions. I want people thinking about that. You can physically write them down and hand them to us on Thursday, or it'll probably be easier to send them via email. So Sadus, if you can drop that, it's sadus@goonstorm.com. Rip his inbox. Now, the reason why we're doing this is essentially, I don't think that launching us off on a big tribute style campaign when the game is in a dodgy state it would be a good thing. Like if we went off with a big full deployment and we had yet another NullSec war, and then our enemies just rolled over and pissed themselves, and we had to like grind through a whole bunch of structures with no real combat in an off time zone. I think in the fragile state of the game, I think that would be bad for Eve and bad for our community and our people. So we are looking for outside of the box things to do. Periodically, Goonswarm throughout its history has come up with random ass crazy shit like Burn Jita or the Ice Interdictions, or we didn't come up with Hulk again, we piggybacked on that. There are various things that we can do when they implement ACL sort of bookmarks, where we have things that we can do in wormholes, but that of course will not entertain the entire Alliance and Coalition. You can't shove the entire Imperium into a wormhole. That's like a SIG and squad level thing. There is a conflict happening up north between FRT attacking Guardians of the Galaxy. We can get involved with that, but if we get completely involved in that, everybody will run for cover or roll over and piss themselves like we saw in Tribute. So we're in one of these situations where we're going to be needing to make moves as an Alliance and as a Coalition in the aftermath of Vegas, after we have more data about what CCP is up to, after we have more data about what Pearl Abyss is up to, which is a big unknown. The one-year anniversary of the acquisition has happened now, and we should expect to see Pearl Abyss be taking a more active hand in the direction of EVE Online, at least we would think. We still don't understand the motives or why they purchased the company, so there's a lot of blank... there's a lot of missing puzzle pieces there. I do think it is an interesting... It's an interesting commentary upon where we are with the player base, that a year ago when Pearl Abyss acquired CCP, there was a tremendous amount of concern that, oh my God, the Koreans are going to come in and they're going to turn this into Black Desert Online. There's going to be microtransactions everywhere. And oh God, what do? And now a year later, the reaction is much more hopeful. Like, I wonder what Pearl Abyss is going to do, because it'd be better than this chaos crap. And that really speaks to kind of the scenario that we find ourselves in today. So yeah, I mean, it is easy to say, hey, we're just going to deploy the Alliance and we're going to go somewhere and blow a bunch of shit up. However, after Tribute, we know that if we try to do that when the game is in a fragile state, and if you have 8 accounts, but you've resubbed 2 after the blackout, and we do a big campaign and it doesn't turn out to be cool, then that's very risky for us as a community and for the player base as a whole. So think suggestions, email them to Sadus. We will be talking about this at all through Vegas, and it's starting on Thursday for the big Imperium dinner. And the general idea is, yeah, like, shit's fucked. We know shit's fucked. Shit is less fucked than it was during the blackout. Things are getting better, but we're not out of the woods yet. I personally would really like to see CCP present a roadmap of some kind. Any kind of public statement from CCB saying this is where we are going to try to go, that we have a goal and we have a plan. I think one of the things that is so toxic about the chaos era is the open and repeated statements that CCB has no plan and they're just trying random shit and fucking things up and tee-hee-hee, isn't that great. It's not great. People don't like chaos. They want a plan. They want a roadmap. Give them a fucking plan. It's not that hard. I have a question here in the wrong place, which is in Mumble, but it is such a dangerous question that I'm going to answer it anyway, which is, can't people mine in roll calls of their own fit within the umbrella on the basis that they can't call for help if in trouble? No, absolutely not. One of the reasons why we have regulations about PvE fits in the modern era is herd immunity. If you're an anti-vaxxer and don't believe in herd immunity, then you've got much more problems and are probably going to die of a preventable disease. But one of the reasons why we do have the PvE regulations is that it defends everybody within the umbrella much better if every single target is a hard target. So we are not changing or backing off any of the rules and regulations that we have fought so hard to get into place and get compliance with. And people, by and large, are perfectly happy with it. If you have to be a special snowflake and you want to be so cool that you have your own fit, you can totally do that outside of the umbrella. And we'll point a laugh at you when you die horribly with a dumb fit. There's a lot of questions about, does Hilmar know what he's done to the game? I do think it is notable that he was in Korea shortly after the rollback of the blackout, but we really don't know. We're engaging in wild speculation here. Okay, so yeah, that's basically where we are. Again, like I say, kind of an awkward thing. I don't like coming before you guys and saying, "Hey, like, I don't even have a immediate solution, but I also don't like acting like everything is fine when we can all see that things are not fine. Things are not nearly as fucked as they were before, but we are not out of the woods yet. And so we have been pulling people together. We got the Kremlin together. We've been essentially talking about this all day, and over the course of the last week or two, really, it's been a constant. What is CCP doing? What is Pearl Abyss doing? Do they have a plan? Do they realize that the fundamentals are as bad as they are? Because we now know from the CSM minutes that CCP's estimations of what segment of their player base is involved with NullSec were completely off because they had bad numbers, and they thought that everybody who had a GDAL basically counted as a HiSec player. So, many of their decisions were based upon bad data, if they were making data or evidence-based decisions in the first place. And who fucking knows, really? That's kind of the scenario we're in. However, we, at the very least, will be advocating for CCP to release a roadmap starting on the meta show today, and then certainly when we hit the ground through Vegas. And hopefully we will find out more details when we are collectively on the ground in Vegas. And between now and then, I want people thinking outside the box. Like, what are crazy things you'd like to see from CCP? What are crazy things that you'd like to see from the Imperium? Is there some wacky campaign, like, where we go back and do an ice interdiction like we did before? Or we run around with a bunch of Leshaks and HiSec doing random-ass crazy shit? Your idea might just get ignored. Well, it won't be ignored, it will be read. We will be going through these things and sifting through them. I can't promise you that your idea will be good enough to actually be implemented, but this is one of those opportunities, I think, in a time of uncertainty to pool our brain trust together in order to choose our next steps very carefully. And speaking of not being foolish with your roll calls, we're doing a roll call survival training class from Gooniversity, which is pretty cool. And that is in 2 weeks from now, so just after everybody gets back from Vegas. So there's a sign-up sheet for that. Please check that out. All right, so we are now going to take questions. I've announced all of the things to announce. Many of you I will be seeing on Thursday, which will be cool. When are we adding research copy and invention on blueprints in the main staging Keepstar? I don't know. That's a GSOL question. But I'm glad you asked because maybe GSOL can answer it. Do we have a locust fleet tomorrow? I think we were spending too much time talking about CCP in Vegas in the Illume meeting to talk about locust fleets. Yes, we do have a locust fleet tomorrow. Thank you, John Hartley, and thank you for bringing that up, Killer Co. So yeah, locust fleet tomorrow. Speaking of being able to get Moon Goo and then export it, again, exports are fine now because the EVE economy is in a place where we don't want to fuck with it too badly. Feel free to export your stuff to JITA if you feel the need. Are any wars coming up anytime soon? Well, we're not going to talk about future plans about that. We are obviously considering a number of possible arrangements. Just a few minutes ago on the fireside, I was talking about how there is the FRT versus GOTG thing up north. But our concern is we don't want to launch into a tribute style campaign where we get people fired up and then they're disappointed when they're already like skeptical about EVE Online. So any sort of thing that we're going to be doing in terms of like big deployments or major campaigns obviously aren't going to be happening until after we get back from Vegas. So you can plan around that. We're going to end up with a shitload more information about things and facts on the ground once we just get on the ground in Vegas. Like, just you can get so much information just by like reading the body language of the CCP people and sort of getting a sense from that as to how they feel about the state of the game and where things are headed. And we're just going to know a shitload more probably on Thursday than we will right now. Time zone tanking is one of the biggest issues with EVE Online right now, as well as the lack of conflict drivers. When they removed the R64 style system, the fact that you can't take a look at a given moon and easily tell whether it's a valuable moon or not, I think hurts the game. We were able to sort through all of our moons because our recon and our logistics guys are fucking heroes, and we have these vast, very complicated spreadsheets that demonstrate exactly how much market value a given moon is. But if you didn't have essentially the big data crunching ability of the Imperium, it's almost impossible for an idiot to, like, in a low set harassment group, to go, oh, well, we'll hit these moons, there's dysprosium there, or what have you. Like, they can't tell what is worth fighting over, so moons have ceased being a conflict driver in EVE. Time zone taking is a huge problem. I think that we should bring back strontium, such that you can, like, kite citadels, the reinforcement timers, you should burn stront, so we could have, kind of like during POS warfare, you had these methods of taking structures that were time zone tanked and dragging them into a time zone of your choice, if you did the kiting thing. There's a lot of shit that could be changed in the game to add conflict drivers back to mitigate time zone tanking, and to generally allow for more fun warfare and conflict. And I would like to see ideas in that direction, because I play this game for war and murder. So, yeah. And yes, Quarins is a hero for being responsible for that sheet, along with everybody who also scanned all that information and added it to that spreadsheet. Is there going to be a meta show tonight? Yes, I am back from Michigan. I am in my battle station, so there will be a meta show in about half an hour. Any opinion on the Illosec faction war status? No, I mean, I think it's a sign of where things are in the game that you're seeing player groups organize essentially to try to solve or highlight problems that CCP has failed to address. I think it's fascinating that you saw, I believe it was the Amar and the Minotaur, basically set up an embargo in faction warfare to highlight the problems of faction warfare, and to try to deal with those issues themselves. And that's kind of the same scenario that we in Nullsec are in. Ever since the Chaos bullshit kicked off, and the creation of the Null First Discord, I think that we have realized as a player base, not just the Illosec faction warfare guys, not just the CSMs, not just the people in Nullsec, that there is a deep lack of understanding on the part of CCP about how the game is actually played in terms of ground truth, not just in Nullsec, not just in faction warfare, and that it is up to us to put our heads together, come up with solutions, and then aggressively advocate for those positions as need be. Even if the embargo there isn't holding, the fact that the leadership of those factions got together and discussed doing something like that is sort of an unprecedented level of organization for faction warfare in and of themselves. All right, so I think that's basically it, guys. We will see many of you in a few days in Vegas. And again, Sadus at goonsforum.com if you have ideas, or just spend between now and then thinking about it. Rourke walls and supers and anything outside the umbrella is unregulated. Go nuts. Don't expect to be saved, but those regulations have already been changed. And don't worry about the high-sec embargo, because the game's economy is so fragile that we are afraid that if we keep embargoing high-sec, we're having to make lots of decisions for the good of EVE Online and the health of the game as a whole, given the state that CCP has put it in. So that's where we are. Thanks for hanging with, and I look forward to seeing as many of you as I can, hundreds of you, which will be badass as hell, in just a few days. So thanks for coming, and meta show in half an hour.